Craig Hogg joins me straight after the Connors Key game. Obviously, we didn't speak to him before the game, Craig, but how did that go?
We're obviously absolutely made up with the result today, taking everything into consideration with the weather and how ridiculous that was. Pre-match and during the match, yeah, we're absolutely delighted. Connors Key are a really good side. They're on a great, great run. They've got bags of ability in their side. And to win and manage the game in the way that we did today, yeah, full credit to the players. They've done really well.
And as well, Alan Ball coming back into the squad. Really good to see Alan back.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously, he's got married recently and that's been a distraction for him as well, unfortunately. But no, all jokes aside. Yeah, we've got a strong squad. I've said it before to you, James. You know, people are petrified to miss games, miss training, and, you know, at the end of the day, once they get in and they take their chance, the gaffer's stood by people. And, yeah, you know, we're in a good position at the moment.
And Lee O'Reilly again, his second goal in as many games, his free kick earlier against Haverford West, and this goal again today.
I'm absolutely made up for Leo. He did really well in pre-season. Obviously, he had, you know, a couple of players ahead of him in terms of the pecking order. And he's just knuckled down and worked really, really hard. And when his chances come, he's taking it with both hands. And he's now getting the rewards for being patient, for listening, and for working his socks off as well. And yeah, we're absolutely delighted. He's got loads of ability, loads of quality. And, you know, he's a threat for us going forward. And he's learning all the time. It's good to see young players improving, developing, and most importantly, enjoying their football. So yeah, he's one of a couple that we're absolutely delighted with at the moment. And long may it continue.
And Mike Williams and Johnny Spittle as well coming up against the Truck. How do you think they fared against him?
It's probably one of the best defensive displays I think I've seen in a long, long time, individually. You look at Mike Willow, you know, nothing seems to faze the man. He deals with absolutely everything, and his experience and the way he conducts himself both on and off the field in terms of his professionalism and the way he gets around players, you know, he's a joy to work with. And Johnny again, you know, again, he's another one who's dropped out of the team because of injury, and people have come in and done well, and he's gone straight back into the mix today and done really, really well. You know, they both managed with everything that was thrown at them today in very, very difficult decisions for defenders, conditions for defenders as well. So yeah, absolutely delighted for them as well.
And obviously you're missing Tom Dix today through suspension, his fifth yellow card. Danny Hughes has stepped in, pulling the armband. How do you think he's done?
Danny's a leader. I've known Danny for a number of years. I've been fortunate enough to play with him when he was a young kid, and to see him come on and be a captain at another club when he left here a couple of years ago. And you know, he's one of a number of leaders we've got in the dressing room. But yeah, he's a good captain, and he says and does the right things and leads by example. But you know, this is it. We're fortunate enough to have a group of honest, hard-working footballers, and the longer people maintain that belief and that attitude, the longer we'll stay in, you know, the top six and hopefully stay in this division.
And how nice it as well to have the likes of Tom Dix drop out, Danny to come in, and Danny Shaw as well stepping up from centre-back. He stepped into midfield. How nice it to have that luxury of them players who can play in various positions.
They've been taught the right things. You know, Alan's recruited and got together a group of footballers that have, you know, being at clubs and perhaps things haven't worked out for them, so they're hungry and they've got a desire to do well. So you could play them in goal, you could play them up front, could play them in field, play them wherever you want, and they'll do what they're asked and told to do and what's required. And yeah, like I've said before, they're doing really well at the moment, but it's a question of not getting too carried away, making sure we keep doing the right things, and hopefully these players will improve and get better, and that'll make us better as a football club as well.
Just fine as well on the Tash front, Mark Williams and Danny Hughes, what do you think of them? Sean Early as well, what do you think of them?
It has gone to committee about the prospect of being disciplined for how terrible those moustaches are. No, it's all for a good cause. Obviously, they do it every year. But all jokes aside, I think, you know, one or two wives and girlfriends will be unhappy having to kiss that every night.